It is Wednesday, March 13th, 2019, and this is the second episode here of the Golf Gamblers Podcast. Today we are reviewing last week's tournament for the Arnold Palmer Invitational. We will be doing a preview of the Players' Championship. As well, we'll be picking our top three guys for the week, and we'll be picking players who are for sure a lock at top 10 and top 20. We'll pick two players for each top 10 and top 20. And this is the Golf Gamblers. Drew, cue the music.
Let's go.
Do this.
So let's take a preview of last week. We were in Bay Hill, I believe, in Florida at the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
Yep. Yeah, we were.
And Molinari.
It was a crazy week, honestly, if you think about it. It was kind of changing in and out all week, you know? Like the whole time. I kind of felt like you never really knew who was going to win it. But Rory kind of stayed close. He was big there on the first day. And then after round three, he was right there. In first place, about to win me about $25, and then Francesco Molinari decides to go 8 under in round four, and he decides to take this home at 12 under for the win. Then coming in second was Fitzpatrick, tied for third is Rafi Cabrera Bello, tied for third was SJM and Tommy Fleetwood. The Honda Classic champion Kevin Mitchell came in tied for sixth with Rory McIlroy, Sung Kang, and Mike Wallace. So,
Kevin Mitchell actually had a pretty nice round four. Granted, he did tie for six with an 8 under. He had 6 under in round four, second best on the day behind Molinari with eight under on the day.
Yeah, that's something you got to look out for, is this Kevin Mitchell guy. He's kind of come out of nowhere. And
he did. He came away with the Honda Classic win, correct?
Yeah.
Came away with Arnold Palmer top 10.
Oh, excuse me. His name's actually Keith Mitchell.
Keith Mitchell.
It's all right. But, yeah, he's been heating up here at the late in the season so far. Looked really good in the Honda. Really looked good in the last round of the Arnold Palmer.
Even Rory, though, as well. I mean, he tied with Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And he was even on round four, but he finished 8 under.
He's due for one, man.
I mean, do you think he hits the Grand Slam with the Masters win?
I sure hope so, man. I'm really rooting for Rory.
You think it'll be this year, or do you think it'll be a different year?
If he doesn't win a tournament here soon, I have a good feeling that he could win the Masters. Just off of the fact that he's a known winner. He's been right there in the all season. He's been right in the race. A lot of top tens this season. And I think he's due to break out and get a win here soon.
So last week I picked Justin Rose as a top pick. And I put some money on him as a winner. He ended up finishing plus five on the tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wasn't his best week for sure.
Plus three in round four. Like, it was just bad. And he, from the looks of it, statistics on him were that he was one of the best one putt percentages on the tour this year. Is that correct?
Yeah, he is. He's number one in that. Yeah.
Unreal. And it had to come down to putting. I didn't get to watch the last couple rounds of it. But honestly, when you have a day like that, it seems like it would almost have to come down to missing putts, or he was just not – he was all over the fairway.
I think he was just probably missing putts. He just probably was just having a bad day. A few probably rough tee-offs. I wasn't watching much of Justin Rose either. I was watching more of the featured groups.
I mean, there wasn't much to watch from him.
No, there wasn't. If he's going plus five, I don't need to watch that. Especially when, for you, it's involved with money. That even makes it worse. But – two guys I had last week were Tommy Fleetwood and Rory McIlroy, and they finished in tied for third and tied for sixth.
Two great finishes.
Yeah, but just, again, just looking for that win. Couldn't get it this week from them.
And you even have last week Phil Mickelson missing the cut.
And Phil started off really well. He was 4 under
he
after
did. The first
round.
He did. I picked early in the second round. I'm like, I'm putting a live bet on him to win it. I was like, he has good enough odds, and he's starting to heat up. When you get Phil heating up, like – That's when you want to place the bet to hopefully that maybe in that, you know, third or fourth round he keeps that momentum going, but he completely fell apart there.
Yeah, I was amazed to see that second round blow up, honestly. it came out of nowhere.
Koepka missed the cut as well, and then, of course, you have the fabulous Jason Day withdrawal after six holes.
Yeah.
I think, is he back this week?
I don't know
if he is. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I don't believe so, but I know Tiger is
healthy. Tiger is back, though.
Which is huge.
Which is fabulous to see.
Yeah, because as we all like to know, if he puts on a huge run here, I mean, is he looking at maybe being a top five Masters favorite if he can pull a win this week?
I think – I don't know if he – if he pulls a win this week, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
He'll be a favorite
yeah.
for the Masters.
Uh-huh.
100%.
Yeah. Do you think he will be anyways?
I mean, he's honestly – he's not a favorite for every, like, tournament, but he's, like – one of those dark horses that you can't, like, count out exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's always just right there. He's always
looking.
You never
know. He could honestly win at any time. You just never know.
Exactly.
It's crazy. but I'm glad to see that he's back this tournament. I'm excited to see what he can do. But I do have to fade him. But, I mean, you never know. He could heat up and, you know, gets the putter a little hot, and he finishes the top 10 for the tournament. You never know.
Yeah, honestly. I mean – He does it all the time. And honestly, sometimes it just comes out of nowhere. Like at the end of the year last year with the PGA Championship and the BMW Championship. Those couple.
Do terrible those tournaments though. Like,
no, he was right there.
He was right there.
Yeah, he was.
He's finishing those top 20s all day.
Yeah. I mean, but we're going to move on to now looking at the Players Championship here this weekend. The Players' Championship, obviously, it is in Florida, actually in Palm Valley, Florida.
Palm Valley.
And the tournament of the Players' Championship began in 1974. It currently offers the highest prize fund of any tournament in golf, which was overtaking the U.S. Open,
all
which offers a $12 million purse.
Lovely.
Absolutely. So, getting into that.
Who do you like going into it?
Who do I like?
Who would be, like, your potential winner, you would say?
I would say, to start off, my potential winner, I believe in Rory McIlroy. As we stated earlier, he's been hot.
He's been looking
really, really good. His driver, he had a tee shot last week at Bay Hill. He had to hit it 300 feet over the water, and he cleared it by a lot. And I think his game is right there, and I think he's due for a win in this week. Is the week that he gets it.
As we were talking about Tiger being a favorite for the Masters in any tournament, Rory is also another one of those guys.
Absolutely.
That he's going to be a favorite for the Masters. He's going to be a favorite for, honestly, any tournament.
And the big thing I've seen from this year, from years past, is sometimes he falls off the leaderboard. But this year he's been towards the top almost.
Right there.
Yeah.
Just can never – I mean, I don't know. I honestly thought that he was going to get it done.
I thought he was too. I thought he was going to go into that final round and take it, but – Francesco Molinari, never count that man out.
8 under though in the final round, like
that's something.
That's just golf.
And if anyone out there had Francesco Molinari as their pick in the final round,
fabulous.
Good for you.
Fabulous.
Good, yeah, great work. You're welcome on the show anytime. So, I'm gonna round out my last two guys who I think have possibilities of winning it this week. Mm-hmm. So, one of my other guys is Jon Rahm. This is a course where you do not want to be outside of the fairway. It is really hard. Because most holes are going to either have water involved or a lot of sand or the pines and the trees and everything. So,
I mean, that's one of those things is that you got to be careful. You can't you can blow up on one of those holes, you know, and that will cost you. And he is kind of one of those golfers that he can't have those blow-up holes.
He can, yeah. He very
but
much
But when
can.
He is on, he's on.
Mm-hmm. And if he's on this week, then I have a lot of faith in Jon Rahm. I believe he actually is a pretty decent – He's plus 2,500, so $1 gets you 25. So put $5 on him and hope that he wins. Hope that he wins you 125.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
You're thinking him as a winner, though?
Yeah, I do. Know? Yeah, he was a big early favorite this week when I was looking at a lot of the picks. And I'm just sticking with it because I think Jon Rahm is a great player and he's due for a win here this year as well. So then my last guy I want to say, is Francesco Molinari, the Italian. The only reason I'm picking him this week, was
he's
a stat.
Hot.
He gets hot. Last year, he won four in a row. He won four in a row, including the British Open. He's got a similar field this week. He's a guy that is great down the fairway, getting on in two, and honestly getting a lot of pars, which I think is going to be huge this week because it's a tough course. It's playing tough right now, and they said the conditions aren't going to be as great as they usually are. So I think Francesco Molinari is a European player, and I think on kind of a style where it's not the perfect Florida weather that it normally will be. It'll be a little bit more windy, a little bit chillier, I think, is what I've been hearing. And Francesco Molinari proved that last year at the British Open on the last day at Carnoustie with really, really tough wind conditions up to 20, 25 miles an hour and still ended up pulling it off on day four just by playing very, very solid golf. So I think if anyone can take this, especially when they've been on fire like he has, I think you're looking at a good plus 2,200 pick. And now we'll be going into our segment of the day. So our segment of the day is different blowups and interesting things that have happened on the PGA Tour, whether in a big tournament or a small tournament, big player, small player, it doesn't matter. And me and Drew will each have two. So this could get pretty fun. we got a good video queued up for you guys right now. It's entitled Tiger Woods Blow Up Compilation. So ready and go.
Oh, it shanked it.
Oh, boy.
Four. Holy, holy. It's got a whole lot
of time. God, Tiger.
Oh, there goes the shaft.
Practice swing.
Not in my swing.
Freewood trying to turn it around the corner.
Oh, Tiger. Fight.
That's headed up toward the trees.
Six, I meant to say.
God damn you fucking prick.
Oh. No more commentary necessary.
That made my commentary look pretty mild.
I want to talk about our favorite moment from that video. Each one of us, there's a lot of good moments in that video for sure.
Perfect.
You got to love the bite.
Bite.
Because that's just a classic.
Tiger.
It's just
bite.
It's so great. Every bit of it. And then there's that one, I think, I'm trying to remember.
The one where you completely splits the shaft.
Yeah,
he was up
against
the tree, and he was trying to get out from it, and he was trying to make just, like, a good play on the ball because he must have been tucked away in the woods, and he was trying to pop it out and completely shanked the shaft.
Oh, yeah, and he absolutely slams his club against the tree, too. Yeah, when you guys see the video, you'll see exactly
it's
what
awesome.
Drew's talking about
it's
there.
It's awesome.
But, yeah, it's a great video overall. A lot of great moments. A
lot of great moments. My favorite moment was when Tiger swung. And he said, not in my swing, and play it once.
Practice swing. Not in my swing.
It's just so funny because it's just, like, so delayed. And I've never heard anyone – what does he mean by that?
Not in my swing. That means something probably just went wrong in his swing.
Not in my swing.
It's just such a weird thing to say, though. Like, it's one thing if you're just, like if that was a normal thing to say, but I don't know. That's something you just don't hear very often.
No, like, I don't hear any. I've never heard any. Like, I've always heard, like, the bite
or spin.
Like, yes. Yeah. Like, talking to the ball, but everything like that. I've never heard about talking about your swing. Like, I don't know. I just can't relate to that one.
Yeah, same here, but that's a good one, though. Good sound bite. So, transitioning back into the Players' Championship.
Mine, I'm going to go a different route. Xander Schauffele.
Mm-hmm.
Straight out of San Diego.
Yep.
Dude, okay. So, this is one of my top picks, just because, like you were talking about, when you're hot, you're hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's one of those guys,
yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. Uh-huh. Nine of his last 12 starts, he's been in the 60s. You see a lot of these guys that finished more towards top 20, top 30 range, even dropping back down to the over par.
Yeah.
You see these guys that are going, like, you know, 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. No, you don't go to 80s.
Yeah.
It's just
no,
if you're
in the tour, you're
on the tour. If you're in the 80s, you're not on the tour.
You're already calling the private jet being like, hey, we might need to take off tomorrow.
Seriously, dude. So his worst finish right now in this season, he's never finished worse than top 25. Uh-huh. When you're hot, you're hot. 9 of the last 12, he's been in the 60s. His we were talking about statistics. I don't know if he's talked about statistics, percentages mm-hmm. off the green. But he's ranked 11th in strokes gain off the tee. Mm-hmm. And he's ranked 13th in strokes gain putting. Mm-hmm. So that's huge. And if you're going to win this, you're going to have to be a good putter on those greens.
You are going to have to
You know what the great thing is that I believe that he tees off in the morning. And we're all about the morning
golfers. We are all about the morning golfers.
All about the morning golfers.
Because you'll see those rounds. You'll see the first guys going off at probably, what, 7, 8 a.m.? And yep. after about three or four holes, they're shooting 2 to 3 under. And you're like, I've never heard of this guy, but he's playing amazing. And then you see then you'll see like a guy like Rory go off in the afternoon. He'll shoot +1. And you're thinking, the course had it just firmed up and it just gets tougher. Then you see Rory go the next day in the morning and he shoots 600.
It's honestly crazy. I believe it has to be because it's softer.
Absolutely.
It's just better mm-hmm. for the putting, yeah. approaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that dew.
Huge. All about that mm-hmm. dew.
All about that morning golf. Get those 8 a.m. tee times in. Scores go up.
Xander, he tied for second last year
yeah.
at this course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he obviously – and his odds were what, plus
2,500?
Yeah.
2,500? Yeah, I believe.
So I put $1 on that.
Yep, 2,500.
He has 2 wins this season already, and he's been top 15 or better in 6 of his last 7 starts.
I like it. Honestly, I like it.
When you're
it
hot,
a lot.
You're hot.
Hey, Xander Schauffele's a player that's won 2 tournaments this year. He's number 1 in the FedEx Cup points. The statistics you gave were great. So you convinced me really, really easily about
honestly,
Xander Schauffele, and I might actually have to think about taking him this week too.
I don't know why you wouldn't, man.
I don't know.
Do it.
I might have to think
Try
about
it. Try it out.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I just don't trust him. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
I see what you mean. You never can.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I'm always scared about is the blow-up hole.
Always, man.
Because there always can be a blow-up hole.
And especially here where there's water. And a lot of pine and tree to get through, especially if you don't hit one well off the tee.
Has anyone ever blown up on hole 17? Someone's had
yeah,
a
blow oh yeah, up. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
That
oh
was
yeah.
like near
I can,
the top.
I probably couldn't give you like specific examples, but yeah. But there's also been some magic on that hole too, though. So,
I bet
it's pretty exciting.
I can imagine.
It's gonna be a great tournament this week. That's
I'm
for
excited.
Sure. But who else you got this
My
week?
My second pick. Honestly, I hate playing favorites. Justin Thomas. What is he? What are his odds?
He's +1600. Humble.
And he's one of the favorites, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He, in his last 3 or 4, he's been top 5
mm-hmm.
in his last 3 or 4 starts here.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, this is just, like we were talking before, if you just know a course like the back of your hand,
mm-hmm.
and you know that you play well there, and it's probably even like a mental thing, like, you know, you're walking into this course saying, you know, I can dominate, I know this course like the back of my hand, like everyone's, you know, mm-hmm. scared, like saying this is one of the toughest courses on tour.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if there's a thing for players, I'm just very curious about this. If when they see like a field like this where you got Dustin, Rory, like if you're a player like Tommy Fleetwood, say like Dustin Johnson, Rory, Justin Thomas, Tiger Woods, Brooks Koepka, Justin Rose, Ricky, Francesco Molinari, Bryson, mm-hmm. John Rahm, all these big names are in it this week. And when you look at a tournament like the Honda Classic where there aren't many big names.
The top, exactly.
And I wonder if you're a player like that, if having these big names – almost elevate your game. And it could be any one of these
stepping
players.
Up in big moments.
Yeah, exactly.
Koepka is another guy that I'm really on the border with him. Like, I know that he can show up in big tournaments, but he missed the cut last week. And he was one of the favorites in a very, yep. like we were just talking, mm-hmm. a very weak field.
Yeah. I mean, one that any one of those favorites could have definitely just rolled
on. I believe
on, really,
this week, the top 50 golfers ranking-wise, they're all in this tournament.
Oh
so
yeah,
everyone's in
I think
it. Everyone's this, ready to go.
Well, as they say, this is like the best field that there is all year, basically. Because I mean, it's just all the biggest names in the PGA, basically, and European Tour. So
I heard something about this tournament, the players, that it used to be in like later May, April, but they moved it back to March this year.
Yeah, they changed the whole schedule around. So like the PGA Championship was normally in like, I think August, and
yeah.
now it's in May. May, yeah. So they do all the 4 majors in 4 months. So they do the Masters in April, and then they'll do the PGA Championship in May.
Dude.
They'll do the U.S. Open in June and the British Open in July, and That's an exciting schedule.
That is exciting.
Because it's better than having the Masters in April and then having to sit around, wait 2 months for the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. And then you get the three in a row. Then you get the Open and the PGA Championship. But I like this new format a whole lot better this year.
Should we go to the BMW?
I think so. So we live in like the Chicagoland area, and the BMW Championship is going to be in the Chicagoland area. So
Itasca, and that's literally right in our backyard.
Yeah, where it's like 15-20 minutes from where we are. So
crazy.
Yeah. And so I think we've been talking about going out there a lot.
I mean, we had. I think it'd be worth it. I know I'll be busy Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so I won't be able to make the good rounds, but I will be able. If we do want to go, we can see the first round.
Yeah. I mean, even –
it's an option.
I mean, I want to go – I mean, it'd be cool to see because it is a FedEx Cup playoff tournament. Mm-hmm. So it's like – it's a smaller field. I think it goes down to like 75 to 100 players then. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be exciting to see that kind of environment because I'm sure that's a little bit more – there's a smaller field, smaller group, and they're all trying to fight to – Get into that last
tournament.
Who won
the BMW last year? Can you look that up?
BMW last year, I think it was, if I'm not wrong, I think it was Tiger, but I could be 100%
wrong. If it is, that's boss.
Yeah. Tiger's the man, honestly. So, do you have one more for us?
One more? I don't know. I'm really on the fence. Like, because, I mean, you can always go, like, Dustin Johnson. I mean, like, he's one of the best golfers on the tour right now.
Yeah,
he took off last week. I believe he took off. He's been off 2 weeks now, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been since he won in WGC.
So he's rested up. Yeah. He's rested up. And in Mexico, he absolutely dominated the field.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard to go against him because what did he shoot? He honestly shot like 21 under.
Yeah, no, he killed the field that week. Yeah, no, I have I actually have him as one of my top 10s.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, just because.
I can dig that. I think I might do that because I think he has to be a lock.
Because even if he wins that top 10, like, you're still sitting pretty. I mean, he might be a guy that you actually pick to win and do a top 10. Just because Dustin Johnson, when he does, I think he's found, like, a groove in his swing. And I think he's got a level of comfort now by playing in the PGA
than he used to.
And so I think I think he's more mentally there to not blow up in those final rounds. Like he used to. So that's why you saw such dominance, I think, at the WGC Mexico. And I just see Dustin Johnson bringing that the rest of the year.
I want to know what he finished, what he did before.
Oh, and by the way, here's the top five of last year's BMW Championship. There's a tie for first, but Keegan Bradley won.
Okay.
In the playoff. Yep. They both shot 20 under. Billy Horschel came in third at 19 under. And tied for third as well with him was Xander Schauffele. And in fifth was Rory. So I'm in. I'm in if you are to go to it.
But, I mean, might as well.
I mean, why not? Why not?
Seriously.
It seems like these guys kind of tear up those courses, though. So that'd be kind of fun to watch.
Okay, so I have this dark horse statistic, but I'm scared about this. It's a top 20 pick. Hideki Matsuyama.
Oh, I like it.
Top 25. I like it a lot. So he's second. He's second on the tour in strokes gained from tee to green. He missed a cut last year here, but prior to that, he had four straight top 25s.
Mm-hmm.
And as of recently, he seems like he's been hitting the ball quite well. As you can see, he's ranked second on the tour from tee to green.
Yeah, which
like,
is
he's
got to
be hitting the ball well. And we were. I don't know if you mentioned the fairways. If you're not hitting the fairways on this course, it's going to be rough.
It's going to be a tough day. I was just kind of doing research on, like, videos and previews of what the course looks like. And from what it seemed like a lot of times when people were playing the course, and this is, like, a couple weeks before the Players' Championship where they got on, and they were saying that as long as you stay in the fairways, you're okay. But once you get into the rough or the bunkers or even, like, the pine trees or the water, that's when things really go south quick. So
a lot of sand on that course. Yeah. Speaking of sand, what did Molinari do out of the bunker, his sand save percentage?
He went up 61 points. So he went up to second, and I believe he's at 74%, something like that, which is wild in 1 week to just move up from 62nd to
that
second.
Is
Yeah.
When you're hot, man.
Well, guess who's number one, though?
Who?
The British man, Tommy Fleetwood. Flo.
So you have to bet him then.
Well,
you have to pick.
That's exactly where I'm going with this next one. So my top 20, I have two guys for top 20. Tommy Fleetwood, great consistent player.
Dude, seriously.
Last, I think, 5 out of 6, he's gotten top 20. And then as well, I'm going to go with Xander Schauffele for the exact reasons that you are. And I just think top 20 is a very, very safe bet with him.
Yes.
Since he came tied for second last year. If not a top 10 pick. And then Matt Kuchar is my other top 10 pick, actually. Just because second in FedEx Cup points. Yep. Great player. Played this tournament over a dozen times. And he's, I believe he was second in approach to the green. So basically, that's just like greens in regulation percentage. Yeah. And I believe he was third on that list. And Gary Woodland was second, and Charles Howell III is first. So I think those guys are going to be very important this weekend when looking at like what type of bets you want to make. Because Gary Woodland, again.
Good Woodland, man. Like, seriously, he has 6 top 10s.
Yeah, he has 6 top 10s. He's second in the greens in regulation, which
he's
is in a course where that is very important. So a dark horse pick here would be Gary Woodland. And I believe that his odds are very decent. They are plus 5,500. So
for the win.
For the win. So put in $3, win out 165.
What about 10? What's top 10?
Top 10? I don't know if Bovada has that. Yeah, so those are my picks for top 10, top 20, my picks for the week. And Drew, how are you feeling about yours?
Honestly, I feel not as confident as I should, but the more and more that we talked here, I really like Fleetwood.
Mm-hmm.
I think, honestly.
Fleety? Yeah.
He should have won last week.
Yeah, he should.
He just blew up.
Yeah, he did.
He blew up on that one round.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, I
think he had it.
He needs to play 4 good rounds. I think if he plays 4 good rounds for once, he'll win.
I totally agree.
He'll win.
I totally agree. If he just plays consistent golf all week, then that's what I've got. And that's what we're going to get, which is beautiful stuff because I love when Fleetwood wins. It's always great to see Flo doing well.
Man,
that is some good hair.
It is some,
nice good hair, man. But, yeah, so those are my picks for the week. Drew seems good with his picks for the week. It's going to be a great week at the Players Championship. It's always a fun tournament. The classic number 17.
17, man.
And if you are going this weekend, please have fun. And stay responsible out there. Stay safe. It'll be a great weekend, and we're excited to see how our picks do. And you've got our picks. Now, be safe with them.
The Golf Gamblers are brought to you by Nick and Drew Productions.